It worked because the water of the river carried something special within it. An almost invisible treasure that was the secret of Egypt's economic might.
What made Egypt great is this stuff. Silt. It's a rich super minerals which... It's like an espresso. Tiny flecks of rock and minerals that the river picked up over its wandering course and swept along with the flow.
All rivers carry some silt, but the Nile has the benefit of starting in Ethiopia, where the rock is young and volcanic. This forms the richest of silts. 140 million tons of the stuff are carried by the Nile downriver to Egypt each year. Every year, the seasonal flood covered the fields and left behind nutrient-rich silt that fertilized the crops. The more silt, the more food was produced. It was the size of the flood, and with it the bounty of silt, that the Nilometer was used to predict. So simply by measuring the height of the Nile, the Egyptians were able to forecast food production, and with it, the profits of the farmers. Each year they used this information to set tax levels.
So the wealth and the might and the splendor of ancient Egypt is all down to a simple twist of geographical fate. In fact, Ethiopia itself gets almost no benefit from that fertile soil washed from its highlands. It's even said that its greatest export is the silt that it sends down the Nile. Silt that made the pharaohs rich.
But the ebb and flow of the Nile had more far-reaching implications for the Egyptian people than mere taxes. Intriguingly, it may be that where access to water is limited, that actually determines the way a society is organized, and even its use of slavery. Where water is in short supply, or from a single source, as it is in Egypt, then you need a highly structured society to get the best out of it.
For large-scale irrigation, you need bureaucrats to decide where to dig the water channels. You need teams of working men, slaves really, to do the actual hard work of digging. And once the channels are in place, you need farmers with money enough to buy the water that's delivered. So right away, you've got three tiers of society, and I haven't even mentioned the pharaohs.